Doors. Jim Morrison played, or Val Kilmer played Jim Morrison in the Doors movie.
Never saw that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've never seen the Doors? Oh, man. Great movie. Did you see that they believe that they found, like, Jim Morrison faked his death and lives in, like, Buffalo, New York?
Mm.
Like, there's a documentary about it. About finding Jim Morrison.
There you go. Does he live next door to Elvis?
I was saying it's the Elvis deal, right?
Probably.
See, so I don't know if I've ever said this on the radio.
They interviewed him, even.
I have this thing where bands that start with the, I don't like.
Yeah.
They're not my jam.
Really?
Yeah. There's very, 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 very few exceptions. And I can't even think of one off the top of my head.
I love the Doors.
The Doors, the Beatles.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, not touch me, baby.
Not my thing.
Yeah. He was a method actor, Val Kilmer. It's my next fact of the day.
Really? That's not surprising, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he would go, and when he was filming the Doors movie, he wore tight leather pants the entire time.
Mm.
He demanded everybody call him Morrison on the on set.
Oh, so he was one of those guys, like, even when they're not.
Oh yeah, he was the because he went to Juilliard and he learned the Suzuki method.
Always in.
Always in, and that's what made him, like, really tough with directors to work with, is because he'd ask a ton of questions,
mm-hmm.
and if the director would, like, say something that didn't fit the method, he would push back on it,
mm-hmm.
and people hated him for that. And he worked on what was the Brando movie, The Island of Dr. Moreau?
Yeah.
He and Marlon Brando, two of the most difficult actors to work with.
Yeah, that had to be fun.
They had, like, three directors on that movie.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
And they basically rewrote everything.
How many method actors do we currently have still? Depp, obviously, Shia LaBeouf.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Well, he retired.
Yeah, but he's done.
Retired. Yeah, he retired.
I took him off the list, but he's, like, when you're talking method actor, yeah, that's probably the
Christian Bale.
Yeah, Bale.
Oh, yeah. What was that movie he did where he lost all the weight?
The Machinist.
Machinist? Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
Where he weighed, like, 97 pounds.
Good God.
Could you imagine how miserable it would have been working on the set for Gangs of New York, where Daniel Day-Lewis is method acting the butcher?
Yeah.
Just, like, stay out of his way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stay. What was the oil movie that he did?
There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood. Yeah. Nope. I just would. Nah. His family's probably like, hey, you thinking of doing a comedy anytime soon, Daniel?
What would be worse to be on set for? The butcher or Abe Lincoln? Like, you either have a complete lunatic or a guy that's just preaching at you the entire time.
I'd rather him be Honest Abe. I'd rather
speaking to you in soliloquy, like, every freaking minute of the day,
trying to wrestle you, and, like, just go out with an axe and cut stuff down. That'd be better than cutting
people
me up. I don't know. Like, I don't.
Is he walking around the set of the Gangs of New York with just, like, a knife in his hand at all times?
Probably. Yeah. Like a meat cleaver.
Meat cleaver just walking around. Like, who's it going to be today?
Yeah, I don't think we have very many method actors anymore because it's, like, mentally unhealthy to do that.
Yeah, I mean, didn't Heath Ledger go full method actor for the Joker? That was kind of the tipping point.
He got to a very, very dark place in that. Yeah, I think it would be very hard to do that. And period pieces would be not somebody I'd want to be.
How did I forget? Joaquin.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he did. He's a weird dude. He's a different cat. Yeah. Nope. I'm out on that. Val Kilmer, though.
Yeah.
Method actor.
Yeah. When you Google it, like the top method actors, there's not a ton of them. Because it's a full on committal, man.
Yeah. You got to have a screw or two loose.
Yeah.
Are we throwing Leo in there too?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. To be a method actor, he have to give up, like, his smoking hot 25-year-old supermodel.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's willing to do that. You know, It says here, but it may explain why he took the role of Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, I don't want to rule anything out.
He will actually move on from them only once they pass the age of 25.
Yeah, his method acting now is like, I don't play roles of poor people anymore. They only have to be extremely wealthy.
Adrian Brody, also a method actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's not surprising.
Did he do that for Angels in the Outfield? Because it sure didn't seem like it when I saw him throw a ball. Yeah. I don't think he was there yet.
God, I totally forgot he was in that.
Oh, he is.
That's another one of those, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I think movies. He was the shortstop.
God, that's so random.
And he looked like the pianist playing shortstop in that movie. I mean, we can be honest. That's what I appreciated about the movie Little Big League. Mm. In the movie Little Big League, the director, it was like every single actor in that movie had at least played high school or collegiate baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, he was like, I'm not going to have a movie that has a bunch of dudes that have never played baseball out there pretending to do it, because you guys don't look good doing it.
Yeah.
Out there looking like Corbin Burnson.
But that was part of the bit, was that he's really not that great anymore.
Or Chet Hanks playing basketball.
Dude, have you started watching Running Point?
I did.
Yeah. The fact that they put Chet Hanks as the point guard.
Yeah. They clearly did not, in the casting call, did not ask him to dribble a ball.
No. And Kate Hudson's like taller than him.
Yes. It's a lot.
All right. Well, there goes that segment. That was fun.
There you go. It's going to be one of those days.
This text, for me, the Val Kilmer, The Doors playing Jim Morrison was his greatest performance. This is a really tough one. It was. He looked like Jim Morrison. Sounded like him. He did an incredible job of playing Jim Morrison. Yeah, Doc Holliday
is probably the best supporting actor for me ever.
Yeah.
How many more iconic characters can you name than Doc's role in that movie and how Val played that?
I'll have to think about that. It is up there. That was electric.
I mean, there's 25 quotes from that movie.
Tom Cruise as Les Grossman.
Fantastic.
Elite.
Yes.
Elite. Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
And the story behind that is hilarious too.
What?
About how they got him.
I don't know that.
Ben Stiller was doing a, made for home movie. As a joke for either his wife or friend of his wife's. And he asked Tom Cruise if he would be a part of it. And he came over and did this whole thing. Like, he was so gracious about the whole thing. And Ben Stiller basically asked him, like, I have this really stupid thing. Would you be open to it? And Tom Cruise was like, yes, but I want to dance.
And then he jumped on the couch.
Well, he did they put him in makeup and he just started dancing. He was like, the only way I'm doing this is if I get to be this stupid.
And I think I saw too that he said basically, and also I want to be essentially unrecognizable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed that part. Nailed that part.
But yeah, it all because of some Ben Stiller, like, made for home movie that he was doing as a joke. And he ended up asking Tom Cruise to be in it, and that opened the door to that character. It's like, that is the dumbest, awesomest thing ever.
It is great. It is great. A lot of versatility in Val Kilmer, too.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, when you were mentioning that with Cruise, it's like, Cruise has bounced back and forth between different genres. Val Kilmer did everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. And he started in comedy and then got super serious. Action, Heat, great movie. You know, he's the demo guy in Heat.
Yep.
Let's go.